Welcome to Stateside. I'm Bryce Huffman from Bridge Detroit, in for April Bear. COVID-19 cases are surging again in Michigan. This is as restaurants and schools reopen and restrictions are slowly being lifted on gatherings of people. Perhaps one of the most surprising sides of this is COVID outbreaks are being seen more frequently at K-12 schools, where the threat of spread is considered to be lower. Here to talk about the trends we're seeing is Ron French, senior writer with Bridge Michigan. Hey, Ron.
Hey, happy to be here.
What are some of the general trends we're seeing in the data?
Well, last fall, to give you the background of this, last fall there was a lot of concern about the number of cases that were connected to outbreaks in schools. So much so that the governor had actually shut down the schools around Thanksgiving and Christmas. Cases went down in January. But now, along with the rest of the state, they're just skyrocketing. Just in the past week, the number of cases in high schools and middle schools have gone up 35% just in 1 week.
Wow. Are there certain parts of the state that seem to be more affected than others, or is this a general, you know, across the map?
We're seeing it every place, Bryce, but the biggest growth we are seeing are in some of the rural areas and in the Thumb, which we're not exactly sure why, but that's also some of the areas we are seeing the largest increase in COVID cases overall.
Do we know if these cases of outbreaks are among the students and teachers, or if the infections are happening outside of the school building, like at home or among friends?
The numbers we are looking at have been traced to an origin in schools. If I am a kid and I get it from my family, I am not counted in these school numbers, and which is an important point to make. Even as high as these numbers are, there are about between 1,500 and 1,600 students and staff currently that have coronavirus in school-related outbreaks. That's an undercount of what's actually happening in schools. That's only the cases that have been traced to origins within the school. So there's actually more cases involved.
Wow. Is there any confirmation of the newer UK variant of COVID popping up in schools yet?
There is. And in fact, some health departments and some schools feel pretty certain that that's why there's been such a rapid increase. One reason they believe that, there's not a lot of testing, particularly in the rural areas, for this variant. And it takes a long time to actually test to find out. So what they're going by is just how fast it is spreading. I'll give you an example. Last fall, most of the school outbreaks involved a total of between 2 and 5 students and staff. So they were all these small amounts of people. Now the average is in double digits. The schools are saying that once they find out one student has it, they start trying to test people who they have close contact with, and a bunch of them have it now, and which fits with this variant, which is more contagious.
You wrote for Bridge Michigan that some schools that recently returned to in-person learning are now having to go back into lockdown. This is obviously less than ideal. What are teachers and administrators saying about the path forward for the rest of the school year?
Sure. It's a very frustrating situation for the students, the families, and the administration in these schools. In a lot of these schools, they have lurched back and forth between online learning to classrooms, and now some of them are having to go back. What they are saying is that they're going to have to play it by ear. They really don't know from day to day. They are following, as they have throughout the year, following the advice of their county health departments. If their county health departments say, hey, you should shut down, they are doing it. Generally speaking, these school districts are trying to contain it to one building or two, one school building or two, as opposed to shutting down whole districts. We saw that in Utica in Macomb County, where they shut down a very large high school, where they had 400 students quarantined this week. Generally what they're saying is that they're doing the best they can. They already have all the mitigation efforts that the state is asking them to take care of. Everyone's wearing masks. They have as much social distancing as possible. But for now, both at the school level and the state level, they're saying, we're going to try to soldier on.
Governor Whitmer wanted schools to be reopened by March 1st, and now here we are. What is the state saying about the current situation?
Yeah, that was one of our most interesting points. We were wondering what would happen because there was a lot of pressure to reopen schools. And in fact, the majority of students at least had that option already in January. But in January, she had said, she urged all schools to have an in-class option by March 1st. The numbers were going in the right direction. Vaccines were starting to roll out. Everything looked good. Now these numbers are going back. We asked the governor's office what they thought of this. You know, are they considering another lockdown? Or are they considering urging schools to actually start closing again? Their position is they're going to do as much monitoring as possible. They're concerned about the numbers, but they feel that there is a lot of value in students being in class and being involved in sports. And so at the moment, at least, unless the numbers go crazy higher, the state has no intention of mandating schools close again.
Younger kids still aren't approved to receive any vaccine before more clinical trials. Are COVID outbreaks in schools just a reality that the state is going to have to face until those trials win approval for younger recipients?
I think outbreaks in schools are a reality as long as there is so much COVID in the surrounding community. Schools are part of the communities, and the students are in classrooms, if they're in person, for 7-8 hours a day. Where are they rest of the time? They're in the community. They're in their churches. They're in their homes. They're gathering, you know, playing with their friends. If there is high COVID in the community, there's nothing the schools can do to keep it out.
What's the difference between the surge we saw at the end of last year and the surge we're seeing now?
Yeah, there is one difference between the outbreaks as high as they are now and last October, November, when they were people were very afraid in the schools. And that is an important point. The difference now is that the majority of teachers who want vaccinations have had their shots. Most of them have had both their shots. So last fall, a big problem was it was that schools had so many teachers in quarantine, they couldn't operate their classrooms. They can keep their classrooms operating now. And so if students who get coronavirus to test positive or are quarantining because they've had close contact are sent home, they're already set up for online learning for those students. So they aren't losing anything that they would have had last year. And the schools can stay open for the other students because the teachers are vaccinated.
Ron French, senior writer for Bridge, Michigan, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me.
Thank you.